Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Community Connection. I'm Jeff Vaughn, and with me today, as he is every second and fourth Monday of the month, Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith. We'll be talking about the upcoming City Council meeting.
Good morning, Jeff.
Welcome back.
It's always good to be back at the station.
Been a while. We're in a little bit of a new format today because the AM programming has had some changes, so this is going to be exclusively online, so we don't have to worry about any time limits. We can go as short or as long as we need to, and that's really good because our our city council meeting that we're going to be talking about should be a pretty short one, at least as far as the routine business is concerned. There's really, one item on here that we can kind of sink our teeth into beforehand that we can talk about. So we'll get right into that. The first meeting in May, and ordinance amending the liquor code to add a new bed and breakfast license. So we've got a few different things going on here. First of all, what's the new license? Does it have a letter designation? What's that going to be?
It's the Q designation inside of the liquor licenses. This comes to the city council as a request from Scott Boyette and his wife, the owners of the Victorian on Main. And we have a designation for liquor sales at a hotel or motel, but that designation was for at least 20 rooms. Victoria and Main has 5. So we've crafted this ordinance specifically for bed and breakfasts of 5 rooms or less. What it does is allows them to sell beer and or wine to the people that are inside the building as tenants or as people that are there on their way through town to stay a night or two. They also will be given the opportunity, if they have a new patio there at Victorian on Main, if they wanted to do a wine tasting or some sort of craft beer event, that would also be included in this liquor license. We also took a shot at something that's really caused a lot of consternation to city government over the years. There is a designation inside the liquor code that prevents any liquor licensee to be within 100 feet of a church, a school, or a nursing home. And this city ordinance concerning bed and breakfast, we take a shot at better defining that issue.
And we were talking about this a little bit before we actually started the program. 100 feet, you said, which seems pretty cut and dried. 100 feet, we can measure that. But where do you start? Does it start from the entry point of the building that's wanting to sell the alcohol, and does it go to the door of the church or the nursing home? Does it go from the property line of one to the property line of the other, main sidewalk of one, main sidewalk of the other? So it's a little bit more complicated than it might seem at face value, but you have attempted at least to codify. So what's the proposition?
Well, first of all, kudos to Darren Rice, our city legal counsel. This is he's the one that often has to weigh whether or not somebody's within 100 feet of one of these establishments, a school, a nursing home, or a hospital or a school. And what he has said, and I'll read the exact passage, then I'll interpret. For churches, the measurement of 100 feet shall be measured by beginning at the property line of the prospective liquor licensee and ending at the part of the exterior of the worship portion of the church building. Okay? So, I would say, in my non-legal brain, the way I see that is you go from the closest point of the property of the potential liquor licensee, and you draw a line to what I would think to be the sanctuary or the main worship point of a church. And if it's outside 100 feet, then I would say it's okay. Within 100 feet, not okay. Now, let me just give you an example, Jeff. We have at least one piece of property that I know of. It's owned by a company. It's the old video store that's on West Delaware. Had a lot of inquiries about that. Nice piece of property. Great location, you know, location, location, location. But, it, you know, it's smack dab right across the street from the sanctuary of the Ellen More United Methodist Church. So time after time, people have come to us. And I'm not, honestly, I'm not enamored with more gaming machines, but clearly that's the golden goose in our, it's not just Fairfield, I guarantee you. It's every other town in Illinois. People are driving hard to the hole to try to get gaming machines. And that's what some people have asked when they've looked at that piece of property. And it's just, it's within 100 feet almost any way that you measure it.
So that counts, or that's for the church aspect. When it comes to schools or nursing homes, where what would the ordinance deal with? Because there's obviously no place of worship.
For schools, hospitals, and homes for the aged or indigent persons, or for veterans, their wives and children, it goes on into detail, but the measurement of 100 feet shall be measured by beginning at the property line of the prospective licensee and ending at the property line of these places listed. So it's line to line then. It's from property line to property line.
A little bit different.
Yep.
Churches, they're in a similar category, but a slightly different branch of it, because
yep,
they have to go to the actual building itself, whereas everything else is just property line to property line. So,
right.
Okay. And that is, it has come up because of the Victorian on Main and this Class Q, you
right,
said, liquor license, but it will apply
to
whatever
licensees,
classes. And
yeah,
Victorian on Main isn't, it's not next to a church or anything, so it doesn't necessarily apply to them, but just going forward, this is going to set a precedent that's hopefully a little bit easier to understand.
Yes. We have two places in town which are going to start gaming. They received, prior to me being mayor, liquor licenses that are only designated for restaurants. And there was, when I came into office a year ago, there weren't any restaurants there. So I took away the opportunity for them to put gaming machines in until they demonstrated that they were also going to be restaurants. And for that, I brought in the state plumbing inspector to make sure everything was there that needed to be there to be able to serve food. Previous administrations, back to, I think, Mayor McGuire, gave Huck's the ability to have machines by virtue of the fact that they had a kitchen and a place that they could eat. Only a couple tables, but a kitchen and a place to eat. So that's what I've demanded of these two places that are going to come online here in the next week.
Well, can we hear the name of those two places?
Big Money Slots, which is right across, used to be the barbershop across from FMB, just to the east of FMB. It's the back of the Rice Law Firm, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's one. And the other one is the Midtown Liquor, which is, you know, been in business now for almost a year, that's on West Main. And he had machines, and I went in and told him he didn't have a restaurant, so he had to pull his machines, which was not all that pleasant. But he had to pull them until he showed me that he's putting a restaurant in there.
So there we go. Those will be coming up. Those will be coming online pretty soon. And we've talked about this several times when you've been out here. It is, they are everywhere.
Well,
those
I'm just saying
that say gaming. They're,
well, I'm
they're
just
everywhere.
Telling you on this one. This was done before I became mayor. What I did was put my foot down to say, you don't have a restaurant, so you're not going to have gaming. And I prevented it for a year, but there's no way I can prevent it after they demonstrate the basic things that you have to have a restaurant. And for me, that was the state inspector saying you have the plumbing, that you are serving food, and there's a place to eat. It's defined in the ordinance.
I mean, that's a pretty reasonable definition as far as I'm concerned if you're selling it. So that's the way it goes. Okay, so that's that.
Honestly, that's the meat and potatoes of being not just the mayor, the liquor commissioner. You're the liquor commissioner. You have to determine who gets these licenses and who doesn't. And that's a more complicated matter than you can possibly believe in our current economic environment.
Well, about everything is more complicated than I can believe. That's the meat and potatoes of the mayor / liquor commissioner position. It's also, by and large, the meat and potatoes of the regular business, the scheduled business, in this upcoming meeting.
Well, the only other thing that will take time, Jeff, we will go into executive session. We negotiated at least a proposal that we are going to present to the city council of what we agreed to with the negotiating committee for the Fraternal Order Police. That's the union that represents our police department officers and telecommunicators. And so we'll go into executive session to provide the details of that to the city council. And then we could or we could not come out and take a vote on that proposal. That's in the executive session part of the meeting. And I'll be telling people before we go into executive session, we could come out and take a vote on this or we could pass on it.
So on the agenda, we skipped over the middle two items, which is fine because there's not a whole lot to skip over. But on the agenda, it has FOP contract as item number 4. And then after that, it's got mayor's report and miscellaneous, and then executive session. Will it still happen in that order, or will we go right into executive session?
I'd like to get everything done, move the FOP contract to the end of the agenda so that we can, again, get all the business done and then go into executive session to discuss that contract.
Okay. And again, action is possible on that.
Yep.
Not necessarily guaranteed, but possible. So there we go. And that's been... My gosh, how long has that been negotiated? Two months of intensive negotiations?
No. We actually, it went very, very well. We only had 2 meetings.
Really?
Yeah, 2-hour meetings, I believe. Very good rapport with the committee, the police committee. Actually, I have to tell you, I spent last Wednesday afternoon at the police department and was pleasantly surprised at how good the morale is. I met with the officers in total, and then I met individually with officers that wanted to see me or talk to me. I learned a lot, and I was pleasantly surprised at the morale. And that's exactly the way that the negotiations went as well. I'm not sure whether or not we have an agreement or not, but I'm going to say that there was respect and a spirit of cooperation between the two groups.
Only two. And how long does this last? Is this a 3-year contract?
Yeah, we're at the end of this month, I believe, is the end of a 3-year contract, and we're negotiating for another 3 years. Okay. This is, interesting. We just completed negotiations for the IBEW contract for 3 years, and then we're negotiating a contract with the police for 3 years, which is absolutely no... What a horrible way to present a gift to the next mayor of this town. I mean, you're going to come in and have those two contracts staring you in the face. So I'm sorry, but that's just the way it fell.
That's funny.
Well, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to say this is just, the way it falls. Yeah,
the quirk of fate right
Absolutely.
There. Okay, these last two items on the agenda, we'll run through these real quick. Resolution setting dates for city council meetings. I know there had been talk of maybe going to just one city council meeting per month. Is this resolution still with 2 per, or is it down to 1?
I'd give anything for 1 a month. I really would, but it's not going to happen because that proposal, I think... Alderman Moore proposed it, and then the next meeting it died a terrible death. We didn't have to even vote about it. The city council just decided that it didn't want to do it. So it'll be twice. The proposal will be for twice a month. 24 meetings, of course, next year.
Okay. So no change in that respect.
No. No. I say in my mayor's report, which I will, send to you so you have it for tomorrow morning's news, that I will also be doing my annual appointments for the office holders, fire chief, police chief, treasurer, legal counsel, all that stuff. Plus, I think there's some committees that require people to either be reappointed or somebody new be on them. And I'm also going to take a careful look at the committee assignments for the city council members. I think probably there's some adjustment that is needed there.
So that's going to be coming up at the next,
yes,
the second meeting here in May.
Yep.
This agenda, four items, scheduled business.
Yep.
Next agenda with all the appointments on there. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that can be
a beefy one.
Well, I'm going to, I'll put out my proposal in total as a slate. And then the city council can decide, which ones they want to pull out for separate examination and vote, or they can just vote for the entire slate. I would suggest they just vote for the entire slate, but we'll just see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Last item on tonight's agenda, approval to seek bids for sale of vehicles and equipment. Is this more stuff connected to the electric department?
This is junk.
This is junk. All right.
See, we as a city, if you take a truck and run it for 400,000 miles, and then decide you don't really need it anymore because you purchased a new one or a used one that has substantially less miles, you just can't sell it. You have to put it out for bid. So there's that. I think there's a chainsaw. It's just a collection of things that are. I'm not doing a good job of selling it right now. I mean, it's stuff that you would really need to know how to work on it if you wanted it.
Okay.
And that's the way we roll. Okay.
We'll not talk too much more about fear of driving down your prices.
But. It might be very valuable to somebody, but not for me.
Okay. Well, that's the agenda. Again, not a whole lot on the agenda for tonight. It will be on Facebook Live, which is welcome, mm-hmm. Welcome addition.
Well, I think it is. You know what, Jeff, I've had people have concerns about something or not fully understand what the city council has done or something that I've done, but that I've presented it or that it's been argued in front of the city council. And I just say, hey, go to the website, pull up that meeting and watch it. And, most of these are bite-sized half an hour views and you can see for yourself where we are, where we've been, where we're going. It's been a really valuable. I'm very proud of the fact that, for me, light cleanses. And I think people seeing how their city council works, city government works, I think that that's very valuable to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I've watched several from home. I was ill one day and thought, you know what? I'm already feeling bad. Let's watch a city council meeting.
I wouldn't have been able
to do that before.
I need to find a way to get you something like Netflix or you need to be entertained, my friend.
That also is funny. Just real quick here. Anything going on, city of Fairfield wise outside of this meeting that, that you can share, that needs to be shared or anything like that here, give you a minute or two at the close of the interview.
I'll be reporting out on a meeting that I had with the folks from the health department concerning the electronic recycling issue that we had where we didn't get enough capacity for people in town because it had been such a long time. I think we found a potential solution, so I'll be reporting out on that during my mayor's report. I think we've, you know, we've got some really interesting and fairly substantial economic development business news. Things that really excite me, the prospect of them coming to our community, or the things that are happening in our community, in our downtown area. I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm ready to spend some time trying to work on that. We still are waiting for the last word on when the study will start, the 3-month study that's going to help us try to establish a lake back in Lakeside, the whole Johnson Creek drainage issue. So there are good things happening. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, read the local newspaper and social media and think that we're mired in one topic down there. We're not. We're walking and chewing gum. We're trying to do other things.
I have to ask this because it always bugs me whenever I drive through town. The roads,
mm-hmm.
is that still, have you heard any update? Because it was pushed back
right
last year to maybe this year.
Yeah.
Is that still the case as far as you know?
I wouldn't bet on anything. The tell on that will be whether or not they go out for bids for the materials they need in November. So we're way down the road from that. I've personally contacted them, and the city has done everything that it's supposed to do. But yeah, I mean, I imagine there were people in Conestoga wagons that had better, smoother rides than what we have through the middle of downtown Fairfield right now. And so we've done everything we can do. I've suggested that possibly there's a political reason why it didn't get done here. I'll stand by that. I don't have anything concrete to point to. Okay. But I think that, you know, this was designed in 2018. Let's get her done. I mean, I've asked him, please go out for bids in November. Please get this thing done next year. It'd make a huge difference for town.
Massive. Unbelievable.
I think we'd all feel much better about the community if we didn't have to worry about the shocks and the undercarriage of our vehicles like we do right now.
But I had the timeline in my head wrong. I thought the bid letting process was supposed to be this past November, not this coming November.
Well, it was this past November for this year.
Oh,
okay. So I got you're right. I mean, they called me up in November and said, hey, let's sit down and talk. I said, great. Let's talk about when you're going to start and what we got to do to be able to. And they said, hey, listen, really sorry. Not going to be able to do it this year. It'll be next November before we let bids. We're going to do right up to your doorstep.
Yeah.
We're going to do from Edwards County right up to the city limits. What a backhand.
Well, we can hope that this November is better with that, with respect to that, because it desperately needs it.
I'll be watching very carefully. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update on that. Yep. And hopefully we'll have some exciting news to talk about in upcoming interviews. You talked about some stuff that you can't go into too much detail on.
I can go about. Shout out to Andrew Gifford. Andrew's not only putting businesses in the upper level of the People's National Bank building, which he now owns and controls, but he has done a remarkable renovation on the property right next to the Wayne County Press for a coffee shop. And he's looking at a 1st of June opening, and that will be an incredible asset for downtown. I look forward to having coffee with the mayor there as soon as he's up and going.
He's got some ideas that he's been not just thinking about, but putting into fruition as well. My gosh, he's what, 3, 4, 5 years younger than I am, and I look and I go, hey, that's neat.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you got that. You have an antique store right next to him. We're filling up some vacant spots in downtown. We're shoring up and doing some good work in downtown. I'm not taking any credit for any of it. I'm just really happy it's happened, and we're here to help in any way possible.
All right. Sounds good. And, city council meeting tonight, 6 o'clock, and then city business will go on, and we'll have you back out close to next council meeting. We'll talk about what's going on there. Sounds like it might be a little bit more exciting than this go-round.
Interesting is the word
Interesting.
I use.
That's the one. That's the one. Mayor Dree, thank you for your time. Thanks for coming out and chatting with us and keeping us up to date.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. This has been the Community Connection. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.